What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast, hour number three. Here on a Wednesday, Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us. Of course, Scotty will be back tomorrow. He's heading out to Vegas. He'll be there at the MGM on Thursday and Friday for the Canelo fight, getting you all set for that and the big weekend in football. It is all happening for him out there. But you get me and the Prime Minister here for the final hour of Coast to Coast today. We have a lot to do. We're going to get through all of tonight's baseball games. I got some college football. Keith Stewart from Read the Line will be with us as well as we finish off Golf Wednesdays. Now, here's the deal, Cam. Bowden Francis gets through eight without a hit. So he only threw six pitches in the eighth inning. He's at 108 going to the ninth. And that is, I would be very upset, Cam, if he didn't.
He's going to pitch.
Like you said, Big John's going to send him out. Like, that's not, it's not like he's got 125. Like, it's not like he's got some ungodly number. He's got 108. If you're going to take him out if he gives up a hit anyway, right, Cam? All you got to do is give up a hit. He's probably going to take him out, especially in a 1-0 game. Especially in a 1-0 game. He's going to take him out if he gives up a hit.
Jay's almost just hit a home run, a solo shot. Would have been nice for the 2-0 lead. So it's 1-0. Carver, I'm watching the game right now. He's alone on the bench with the smelling salt. He's going back out there.
Oh, yeah.
Big John Stud Schneider's like, dude, we're going to go old school tonight. You're going to go in there, hopefully get it. I was just hoping it would be a quick inning to keep him so he can roll right back out there. That's another thing, too. But we will see. The Jays have one on, two outs in this inning right now. This should be a lot of fun. I know Keith's coming up at 5:12, Carver. We can have, hopefully, some history on the show with the Prime Minister and Carver. History in Toronto. I was going to go to this game today till they asked me. I had tickets, but they asked me to work, and I need the money, and I can't afford because I know I would have had about 20 beers at $20 a pop plus tip, and I'd be out a lot of money, and I need money for football betting.
You would have got that back. You would have got that back playing the Blue Jays and the under together.
You're right,
if he throws
Carver,
the double hitter. Blue
you
Jays and the under would have paid for all the beers out there today.
I'm having a good time with you, Carver, and the game's still on, so we're doing okay. We're doing all right.
All right, we've got our eyes on that. When Francis comes back out for the ninth, we will keep checking in with him to see what's going on. Twins beat the Angels last night. They needed it bad. A's beat the Astros 4-3 in 12. Padres beat the Mariners 7-3. Machado had a fairly big home run. Always big when you become the franchise's all-time leader in long balls, on courtesy of the Padres MLB Network.
Machado hits one to right center field. Back goes Rodriguez. Look it up! Manny Machado stands alone as the Padres' all-time home run leader. Man, oh man, oh Manny, you are number one in Padres history.
You know, you think about that, Cam. He's all-time leader in Padres homers. And
Tony Gwynn?
It's not like the Padres are as old as, the Rays or the Diamondbacks. Like, they've been around a long time. Like, that's who did he pass, by the way? All-time Padre home runs. Who was it that had the lead before him? Padre all-time leaders. Here we go, Cam. See how fast we could do this? This is very quick. Nate Colbert. Adrian Gonzalez, Phil Nevin, Dave Winfield, Tony Gwynn, Will Myers had 134. Not a lot of big home run hitters. Caminiti had 121. Tatis has 121 as well for them. So Manny Machado, the new San Diego Padres king of the long ball there. All right, one last highlight because there was no way I could not play this. This is this Pete Crow Armstrong at the end of the Dodger-Cub game last night. Absolutely robbing a homer from Max Muncy. Cubs end up winning 6-3. Armstrong with the big play here on Marquee Network.
Pitch. High fly ball out towards right center field. Pete Crow Armstrong at the wall, jumps, and he made the catch. Oh, baby. Pete Crow Armstrong steals a homer from Max Muncy, and that is how this one comes to an end.
There you go. Hell of a play. I'm sure you saw it out there in right center field by the kid last night. We'll see how it goes for them tonight again in L.A. Let's get to tonight, Cam, because we do have several games to get to. You mentioned the Tigers are red hot. They have the Rockies once again in Detroit. It'll be Casey Mize, Tanner Gordon, Commissioner Gordon for the Rockies here. Minus 190 for Detroit, plus $1.60 for the Rockies, and an 8.5.
Detroit, I don't like to take the home team on the run line. They'll be a parlay piece for me. They're a red-hot team. They got to take care of business and go on an absolute heater. It's not over yet. Give me the Tigers.
Tigers tonight. I think they're on a heater as well, Cam. That's a very big price for them, though, a minus 190.
It is.
But parlay. They should be able to handle it. The Rays and the Phillies again tonight at the bank. Shane Baz and Zach Wheeler are the starters. Heavy lumber here, minus 235. For the Phillies, plus 195 for the Rays, 7.5 as well in this one.
Found a parlay piece to plus money. Phillies with Detroit, that'll be added. And that's only two bricks, Carver. I got a lot more building my house. So give me another one, and I'm going to add and add and add and add.
Add and add and add and add. -1.5 for the Phillies tonight.
I agree.
-1.5, little run line action on them. The Braves destroyed the Nationals last night in D.C., as we heard before. Tonight, they will send Max Fried out against Jake Irvin. -175 for the Braves, +$1.45 for the Nats. Another 7.5. It's like low total Wednesday here, Cam, in Major League Baseball.
Low total Wednesday and chalk Wednesday. I don't know how you bet the Nationals here, but what game's going to screw us in the public parlay, Carver? That's the question.
That is the question. The public, the Prime Minister's famous public parlay tonight. We get the Braves in there. Get the famous public parlay for the Prime Minister and see if it's going to be working. The Yankees and the Royals again in the Bronx. Of course, the rubber match of the three-game set. Cole Ragans and Louis Heal.
Love it.
Tonight, -$1.55 for the Yankees, +130 for the Royals, and a 7.5. You know,
I like the under.
I like the under as well. Ragans is the kind of guy, Cam, that mows the Yankees down. Like, he's that type of he's that type of lefty that the Yankees usually don't go very well against. I'll say this to you, too. I saw this note today. Judge hasn't homered in 14 games for the Yankees. So Judge, who was steaming towards 60 again, has been sitting on, what is it, Cam? He's been sitting on 51. He's been sitting on 51 for 14 games.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
So, and you got a lefty on the mound tonight. Maybe Judge tonight. You never know.
I'm going to tell you, I like the Royals for value with Reagans tonight and the under. So that's my one pooch.
Yeah, I could see that. Just like last night, I could see the Royals going. The Yankees, just they don't win a lot of these series. Against other,
He gave up a solo shot on an 0-2 count.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. So, that's the end of that one. Carver was hoping to come back after Keith, and we'd have a celebration, but the Prime Minister never gets what he wants.
So I guess that now, did he get any outs, Cam?
Lindor.
Was that Lindor was Lindor. The first one up, or did he get an out? Did he get an out?
No, he didn't. He had an 0-2 count and served up a cookie to Lindor, and he hammered it. And now Big John Studd's out. Great performance, though. Almost got
yes.
it. Well, beautiful.
Unbelievable.
It was great game. Great game.
Francisco Lindor ruins the no-hitter for Bowden Francis in the ninth inning in Toronto. All right, let's squeeze one more in, Cam, and then we'll do the rest after I talk to Keith. Orioles and the Red Sox at Fenway. Dean Kramer and Nick Pivetta. Man, this could be a good night for runs with these two guys going. -135 for the Sox, +115 for the O's, and a big fat 9.5.
Over. I'm with you. I don't even know which side I'm going to take. I lean Orioles, but I like the over more than anything. With you.
Gunnar Henderson, 1-for-2 with a homer off of Nick Pivetta in his career. O'Hearn's hit a homer off of Mullins. Has hit two homers. Devers is 7-for-18 with two homers off of Dean Kramer. You could get yourself a big night, Cam, with lots of runs in that game. All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast. We'll finish the rest of the baseball later. We will come back, though, and finish Golf Wednesdays. Keith Stewart, Read the Line, is with us as we head to Napa. The swing season, baby. Let's go. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. A Golf Wednesday. That's right. It's back. After a couple week hiatus, just because football's here doesn't mean that golf is over. The swing season begins. Of course, every Golf Wednesday, we always have Keith Stewart from Read the Line with us on Coast to Coast as we get ready for this weekend's PGA Tour event. We have a couple of other things happening as well. Keith, it is good to see you again, my man. I miss you. I miss golf. We have a couple weeks with no Golf Wednesday. That makes me upset, Keith. I'm glad that we're back.
Well, you know what? I'm not upset that I'm back at home for a week or two before I head up to Montreal for the President's Cup because it was hot in Atlanta and Memphis. I mean, those were brutal. But you know what? Nothing's better than a Golf Wednesday. Let's roll. Give the people what they want.
So, as you mentioned, we do have a few things here. So, we have an event this week in Napa that we're going to talk about today, the Pro Corps. We'll have a couple of weeks off, and then the President's Cup will be in Montreal, and then we'll really dive into the rest of the swing season. And the swing season, Keith, has become a little bit more important here with the way the PGA has structured how these things work. We know the top 50 guys from the playoff are all set to go next year, signature events and whatnot. But there are things to play for here, Keith. The top 125 is very significant to many of these guys.
Yeah, sure thing. The top 125 on the points list used to always end at the Wyndham, which was in August. And, you know, that was the big build up to that moment in earning your card. Well, now that's going to happen at the end of this FedEx Cup fall season, which we've now done for the second year in a row. There are eight events over 3 months. And everyone that was in the top 50 in the points race going into the Tour Championship, well, those guys are locked in. They have signature status. They have all the cash grab, you know, entries that they need for next year. The top 30 are in the majors. So these guys that are here are the guys that make us all the cash at the window, right? These are the guys we love. These are the Jake Knapps of the world that we find now, and then we're betting them in Mexico in March, right? I mean, this is my favorite time of year. We have eight events to figure out who is going to be our cash cow come next year. And there's two things going on. There's two designations that are important. Now, this is not any form of the season. It's just a points race. The guys in the top 125, when we're done, they get their card to go from January through the Tour Championship again, just that 1 year, the top 125 in 2025. Then the guys that finish 51 through 60, they get signature status for the first couple, you know, full field signature events. So that's going to be Pebble Beach. That's going to be the Genesis. And those are your cash grabs. So there's two different kind of point contests going on this fall, and they make it, you know, it makes it a lot more entertaining. So in between the commercials of the football, you turn on a little golf. Maybe it's West Coast. It's on in the evening, prime time. It is a great time to tune in.
It certainly is. And we always love it anyway, Keith. Doesn't matter what's at stake. We love it. We actually have a pretty decent field here for the Pro Corps Championship, another event that got a name change this year as we head out to Silverado Resort out in Napa. This is a really nice track, Keith. Tell us a little bit about this place in Napa.
Well, one thing I don't want you to check with the name change is the purse change. Last year with the Fortinet Championship, it was $8.4 million. We're down to $6 million now for Pro Corps. But, hey, we're still having the event. Mike, it doesn't change how much money we're going to make. When we cash 50-1, it's still going to be 50-1. So don't you worry about it. But Silverado, we've been here since October of 2014. It's been a staple on the fall schedule. It's their North Course. It's a resort out there in Napa. It's wine country, all of that. The same guys that show up here year after year that must love their grapes, well, they get the job done. You know, the leaderboards have been very similar over the years. And what does that constitute from a skill set perspective? You got to get the ball between the trees off the tee. Everyone talks about how tight the fairways are. They're not that tight because the rough here isn't as penal as a lot of other places. But you get outside that rough or you miss the fairway by a lot, you're going to be in these trees up there in Northern California. Then you're punching out. Average winning score over the last 5 years is 19 under par. So keep it between the trees. Give yourself a straight shot at these greens. Hey, par 72, 7,100 yards. This thing is a wedge fest, okay? We have 9 par 4s of the 10 under 435 yards. So these guys are hitting wedges in from the fairway. They're going to make a ton of birdies. So we got to have guys that are accurate off the tee. Doesn't have to be long. Just somebody who can put it in play off the tee. Great with the wedge. Great with the putter. The ability to go deep. That is the successful blueprint out there at Silverado.
And we do have some names here this week, Keith. There's no doubt about that. A lot of guys who obviously are going to be in the President's Cup that want to stay sharp. Tagala won this last year, so that's part of the reason why he would, of course, come back. But Wyndham Clark, Corey Connors, Minwoo Lee, Max Homa, guys that are going to be playing in Montreal a couple of weeks from now. Let's talk about Homa, and then we'll get your picks after the break, because he's had a miserable, let's call it, 4 months, 5 months, I guess, Keith, because he wasn't bad January, February, March. I feel like around the Masters when he finished third. Ever since then, it's been abysmal for Max. But he's coming back to a place where he's won twice, and he's playing in the President's Cup in 2 weeks. Refocus for Max at a place that he knows very well could help him.
I mean, he's definitely going to need it. The driver has just absolutely escaped him all summer. And, you know, I saw it firsthand at the St. Jude. I saw it again in Denver, and then I didn't see it at the Tour Championship. And Max should be in that top 30, especially as somebody who's representing the U.S. as the top 12 players going into Royal Montreal in 2 weeks. And the fact of the matter is, all those struggles with the driver have leaked into other parts of his game. He's no longer the really solid iron player that he was. He is not making the putts that we expect Max in order to cash in on that gave him the back-to-back wins here in 21 and 22. So, you know, Max, he let go of his longtime teacher, Mark Blackburn, that helped him create all of that success during the playoff run. He's now working with Dana Dahlquist. He's got a new instructor, and he's got to be looking ahead 2 weeks. Sure that as one of those 12 guys on the U.S. side, there's no place to hide. You can hide amongst 143 other guys here, but you cannot hide when you go to the President's Club. He's got to get his game in order. This would be the right place to do it, but I'm going to pause on him and see what happens at the President's Cup.
Well, you're going to pause on him, but when we come back, Keith, you are not going to pause on some other guys. You are ready to go, and we've got to get the ladies involved, too, with the Solheim Cup, which is going on this weekend as well. Keith Stewart from Read the Line is with us. It is a Golf Wednesday. Yes, during football season, we still have Golf Wednesday on Pharrell Coast to Coast on the Grid. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday, a Golf Wednesday on C2C. Carver High in for Scotty. Keith Stewart from Read the Line is with us. All right, Keith, let's do it. Give me the outrights here out in Napa. Let's start the swing season in a big way.
All right, we'll go right down the list. I'm going to go with Mav McNealy sitting there at plus 2,200. The number's been diving. Stanford grad, the guy putts absolutely perfect on POA. That's the grass that we're going to be out there, the agronomy. It pops a little bit. Those California guys, there's going to be a theme here. The guys that are, you know, familiar with the West Coast grass, they tend to play very good here in Napa and the other places like Torrey and the Barracuda up there in the hills of California. So I definitely like Mav McNealy there. And you know what? Since he's come back from his fall, you know, last fall from that kind of injury break that he took last year in 2023, he's had 8 top 25s. And a lot of that difference is coming from the fact that he's hitting the driver a lot better, and it's a nice compliment for his putter. Now, speaking of a guy who's actually been putting good but always hits the driver and the irons good, that's J.J. Spaun. You know we were at him in Minnesota at the 3M, came in ninth. We had him again in Wyndham, right, came in third. Didn't make the playoffs. Doesn't matter to me. He's coming back here to a place where he finished 11th last year. He's number one in the field in strokes gained approach. J.J. Spaun, he's gaining over 7 strokes on the field total, Carver, in his last 5 starts. Over 7. Guy's on fire. I can't wait to bet him this week. Plus 3,500. And then the next one on my list, certainly Eric Cole. Last year, Eric Cole, he had 4 top 4 finishes in the fall run. Well, guess what? It's the same golf courses. He finished 4th here last year. We've got to play him again. This suits him perfectly. It's a wedge fest and the putter. It allows him to go deep. the two best skills in his arsenal. And then the last guy, hey, Mac the Knife, Mac Meisner, all right? This guy, he was great at the Barracuda back in July, plus 6,000, right? He finished fourth over there in Truckee, California, up in Northern California. You know, Mac, this guy gets the job done. Top 15 in birdie or better percentage, proximity over 200 yards, off the tee. He's got the skill set to do it, and he's been playing hot all summer.
He certainly has. Let's get to the placements now. We've got a couple of the same faces, but I also see we got Cooch in there for you as well.
All right, at the top of the list, you know, top 10 there, J.J. Spaun. He's a Los Angeles native, and you're going to see this throughout my card. The guys that grew up out there, out west, that are used to putting on POA are great there all of the time. He's got a top 10 at Farmers. You know, he's finished 16th once in his career at Pebble. I mean, all those places out there, Barracuda at two, he's got another top 10. I love him to finish top 10, if not win this thing this week. Top 20s, Mac Meisner, mentioned him already. And you just talked about him, the human ATM, Mac Kuchar, right? He was great at the 3M. He was good, of course, at Wyndham in an extra day. Now he's coming over to a place where 2 years ago he finished 12th. Last year he finished 7th. This place is the perfect fit for him. He's an unbelievable wedge player, and when he's putting good like he is right now, Kuchar is definitely someone who's going to contend this weekend. Top 40s, I'm going up to Canada. Ben Silverman, plus 110. Maybe I'm inspired by going to Montreal in a couple weeks. I don't know. But this guy, he's the second-best putter in the field there out in Napa. And then the other guy, Henrik Norlander. Okay, I know. You're going, Keith, where do you come up with these guys for top 40? Plus 130. Hey, you've been watching the DP World Tour? Because I have. Last week at the Omega Masters, he finished 8th. Okay, he was good at the Barracuda. Henrik Norlander is a really good ball striker. Hey, back at the Farmers in 2021, he finished runner-up. The guy can putt POA. That's my placement card.
Head-to-heads now, Keith. Of course, we don't have Jordan Spieth anymore to pick on in head-to-heads. He's hopefully recovering nicely, getting his wrist surgery. But we have somebody new to pick on in head-to-heads.
Yeah, we've got two guys in particular. I'll start with the easy one first. I'm going to go with Max Homa. The poor guy, over his last five starts, he's losing over five strokes to the field. You know, we talked about J.J. Spaun gaining seven strokes. He's 12 to the better, right, over a guy like Homa. Homa against McNealy. McNealy up there, the Stanford Cardinal. He's definitely somebody I love in that matchup. And the second one, Kuchar, he's an ATM over Doug Gim. Doug Gim has lost strokes with the putter in 11 of his last 12 starts. He averages losing two strokes a tournament with the flat stick.
Quickly, Keith, you mentioned it. The ladies, the Solheim Cup this weekend. What do we got?
So the ladies' version of the Ryder Cup, it's America versus the U.S. I'm taking the U.S. side. Statistically, they're better in every category, and they're at home. Minus 140. I grabbed it earlier in the week. Grab it whatever you can and root for the ladies. They start on Friday. Here's a fun prop for you. Lauren Coughlin, right? She's got two wins in the last 7 weeks. We picked one of them at Read the Line, right? She's from Virginia. I talked to the director of golf there. She's had more practice rounds than anybody on property. Most points U.S., plus 700, 7-1. Nail it.
Let's go to the window. Keith Stewart, Read the Line. Golf Wednesdays are back, baby. Coast to coast right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on SportsGrid at SportsGrid Radio. While I was talking to Keith Stewart, it's just things unraveled a little bit up in Toronto in the Jay Met game. I think you told me it's now 6-1, Cam, after a three-run homer by Francisco Alvarez.
1-0. Had the under. 7.5. Looking good. Even plus 1.5 under. But, the Jays bet's done. That's done. Any more runs done. So, literally, Carver going 3-0, 4-0 could lose every bet if there's another run in this game. I'll tell you this, though, Cam.
I'll say, at least now, I'm glad you didn't go to the game. Because I told you before, if you went to the game, you would have been able to pay for all the beer with the under and the Jays winning. Now, if you would have went to the game, you would have paid for all the beer and lost potentially both the bets. Yeah. That would have been just
a call Sunset. I might have to pick up another shift the way things are going. Another walk here. Here we go.
All right, let's finish the We'll finish the baseball now. The Angels are still in Minnesota against the Twins. Jack Kokanowicz tonight against Zebby Matthews. -210 for Minnesota, +175 for the Angels, and an 8.5.
Carver, do we add it to the public parlay?
I don't trust Minnesota. You gonna trust Zebby Matthews tonight, Cam? No. I don't know. Trust Zebby. You know?
Do you see runs?
Yes, that I do see. They played like 10-5 game last night. I could see that again. I could see runs in that game. But I couldn't bet go on a side. The Reds are in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Brandon Williamson and Lance Lynn back off the IL tonight. -150 for the Cardinals, +125 for the Reds, and an 8.5. This is another one, Cam. Up and away for the Reds and the Redbirds.
Mets just hit one to the track and almost went over his head. Okay, so give me Cincinnati as a dog in this game, Carver. I'm going to the Lance Lynn fade. I'll take him at +120. I'm in. Let's go.
Okay, the Lance Lynn fade.
What do you think?
The A's are in Houston against the Astros again. It'll be Joey Estes and Hunter Brown tonight. Ooh. More lumber here. -235 for the Astros, +195 for the A's, and a 7.5.
I almost want to take the A's as my super pooch of the night. I love Oakland. They've been really good to me this year. But I don't know, after today's events in the last 20 minutes, pass.
Super pooch of the night. Cam looking for the super pooch in this one. We love it. Padres are in Seattle against the Mariners. Michael King and Brian Wu tonight. Actually, a pick'em, Cam. -110 on both sides. And how about a 6.5 I'm seeing for this game?
I don't know. I kind of lean Padres. The Mariners are just the train wreck. I lean Padres. And you know what? I hate to say it, Carver. I lean under, but things can happen late in games. But I don't think there's going to be 7 runs with those two pitching.
I don't think so either, Cam. Not with those. Those two guys have been really good so far. Brewers and the Giants in San Francisco. Colin Rea and Blake Snell tonight. -145 for the Giants, +120 for the Brew Crew, and another 7.5. I'm sick of these 7.5s.
Snell's been playing. Isn't he coming off like a no-no? I'm going to take the Giants. I think I got it at 20 cents, and it's 25 cents now. I like the Giants tonight, Carver.
And finally, Cam, the Cubs and the Dodgers once again in Los Angeles. Jordan Wicks and Bobby Miller going tonight. Miller has been awful, Cam. How about this guy? Now, you talk about the Dodger pitching when you get to the playoffs. I hope they don't have Miller in their plans. He's got a 7.79 ERA in 49 innings, a 1.6 whip. He's allowed 15 homers in 49 innings. He has been dreadful for them, but he's -165 tonight, and the Cubs are +140 with an 8.5.
He's flammable. Over. Cubs might be a live pooch again.
I like that too, Cam. I think over is a nice way to go. Both teams scoring some runs. You know, you have a couple guys. It's been a few days for Ohtani too. You know, Judge and Ohtani both to homer tonight. If you want to throw the little home run parlay together, Cam, that might not be a bad one. 6-1 Mets going to the bottom of the ninth. Cam needs 3 outs to at least get the under. Diamondbacks 11-4 over the Rangers. As they are blowing them away out in the desert with the rest of the afternoon games. They did finish up, Cam, of course, in Chicago. 6-4, Cleveland ended up beating the White Sox, so they even covered the run line for you in that one as well. So there's your baseball for tonight. All right, I have some college football stuff, Cam.
Can't wait.
Before we leave today as well. I want to start with some more of the big picture stuff first. National Championship, Heisman, etc., because we're a couple weeks in now. We haven't gotten deep into the conference play, but you're starting to get a little bit of a feel for a couple of these teams. You know, we sit around, Cam, and we look at this board for months without them playing a game and try to figure out who's going to be this, who's going to be that. Georgia is, of course, at the top of the board right now. Texas has been very impressive in both of their games. They are at 550. Alabama, Penn State, Tennessee, Ohio State, Oregon, Ole Miss, Miami, all on the big board this week. You know, and Oregon, Cam, I think you could put them in the haven't been very impressive pile, right? Like, they've won both their games, but, you know, Idaho, the Vandals only winning by 10. They were back and forth with Boise State last week at home. They've been a couple weeks away from that huge matchup with Ohio State. I haven't been very impressed with Oregon so far.
I think the Ducks at 10-1 is a horrible play. I don't think they have a chance to win the national championship. You could look at Georgia and say, at plus 275, is it that bad? They are the best team in the nation. If you're going to look for a flyer, I'll give Wetzel credit last night. We did in-game live. Take a look at Miami's schedule at 20-1. You could be having a nice little hedge piece right there. They got a nice little path there. They can go undefeated.
You know, I know Tennessee is going to have some harder games down the road as well, Cam. But, man, they score a lot of points. That kid Nego, they score a ton of points, the Tennessee Volunteers. And they're going to be very scary for lots of teams in the SEC this year. On the Heisman side, which is always interesting, Ewers is now the favorite. So they had Dylan Gabriel up there before the season. Mm-hmm. He's now slipped to 9-1. Ewers, Cam Ward, Carson Beck, Dylan Gabriel, Jackson Dart, Action Jackson Dart, which is my guy, Cam. That's who I have. There's Nico from Tennessee at 11, Jalen Milroe, Will Howard, Asher Jetty, and Miller Moss, who I actually have a nice number at. He's down at 22-1, Cam. I believe I have 35 or 40 on Miller Moss. So I got a good one on Miller Moss.
I got a good number on Ewers, and now he's the favorite. I feel good. But my Avery Johnson, quarterback at Kansas State, he's probably dropping. I got him at like 30. The way that team barely came back, he needs a miracle. But I like where I stand with Ewers.
It's hard, Cam, because unfortunately this award is not what it used to be. And I know I do this diatribe from time to time whenever we put the Heisman odds up. Like, for a guy like him at Kansas State, they, like, need to go undefeated and win the Big 12 and be in the playoff for him to even be involved in the conversation, right? Like, that's just how this award has been built now. It's almost been built into an MVP award as opposed to the most outstanding college player. They've kind of gone away from giving it to that. It's more 95% of the time have to be a quarterback. Your team has to be in the playoff. You have to be in the running for a national championship. It's no longer who's had the best statistical eye-popping seasons on the field. It's you need the team stuff attached to it as well. So taking someone from Kansas State, oniony, Cam, but you need that team to win the Big 12 and get in the playoff.
You're right, Carver. Like, you want to stick to guys, you know, like Texas, Georgia, like, yeah, you said it, like teams that can actually run the table. It makes a lot of sense. I just really like this kid, but it was in retrospect, it wasn't really too smart.
Those things aren't impossible, Cam. It's not impossible that Kansas State doesn't. Now, that's going to be a tough conference, I think, to run the table in because there's so many evenly matched teams in the Big 12. I find it hard that somebody's going to get out of that alive and unscathed without a loss, but getting involved in the playoff will put them in the conversation. At least what you want to have. I want to give you some of the bigger games for this week. We'll do that when we come back. Real Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. All right, Cam, I do have a bunch. First of all, 6-2 now, unfortunately. The Jays scored.
What happened, Carver? Like, I have a 7.5, 1-0 in the 9. What's happening here? Like,
now,
I gotta tell you, the Prime Minister is getting torched.
People love people throw the term bad beats around a lot, right, Cam? Yeah. You hear everybody say, what a bad beat. That was such a bad beat. 1-0 in the ninth of a Major League Baseball game with a 7.5 total not going under, that's in the pile of bad beat. That's a bad beat.
And the way it happened, too. You know what I mean? And the Jays, they got two
outs. Kids throwing a no-hitter. Kids throwing a no-hitter.
I got a no-hitter in the ninth with a 1-0 game. He throws a cookie to Lindor, and then the floodgates went. I got to tell you, Carver, this is sports gambling in a nutshell. There's no locks. There's no anything. Like, this is just madness right now. Wow.
That is madness and very cruel. Cam,
it was
very
cruel,
what you have there.
We'll
all right, I want to get your thoughts on some of these games because obviously I'm only going to see you here this week, and I want to know who you like. as you do college on Saturday afternoons with the mayor of Miami, especially the early window for in-game live. So let me give you some of these early games first. Alabama going to Wisconsin this week with a noon East kickoff to start off Saturday, which is now crept all the way up, Cam. I got 16.5 for Alabama on the road at Camp Randall. LSU is visiting South Carolina. They are laying 7 on the road. We have as well this week Mizzou and BC, which is an interesting game. BC's played well the first couple weeks. They are getting some heavy lumber in Columbia. Oregon and Oregon State, the Beavers and the Ducks splashing around in Corvallis. Of course, Cam, we're used to this game being the last game of the season for these two teams. But now that Oregon's in the Big Ten, Oregon State, I guess they still put that Pac-12 logo on the field, even though it's not the Pac-12. They're now going to play this game in September. And Notre Dame, off of their gutless effort at home against Northern Illinois, goes to Purdue to see the Boilermakers, which has now gotten to 9.5, 10, depending on where you're at, Cam. How about some of these early games I just gave you?
Okay, well, looking at these games, we've been talking about totals. Notre Dame-Purdue, it looks low, but I can see defense there. So under, I like the over in the Oregon-Oregon State game and the former Civil War game. I think we can get over 49.5. Maybe too many points at Camp Randall. I don't really love the Badgers, but asking Alabama to win by 17 on the road is a lot, Carver. They had a little bit of problems with South Florida. I don't know what it is about South Florida and Alabama, but they play them pretty tough. And other than that, that's what I like on that board. The other stuff, not so much. Maybe Boston College looks like an intriguing dog, but I'm going to pass.
You know, Boston College is very interesting. That's a lot of points. You saw BC, of course, go into Tallahassee and beat Florida State. These two teams played in BC a couple of years ago, much different Missouri team, much different Boston College team as well, and they played a wild game up at Chestnut Hill. Yeah, I haven't bought into Missouri yet. They're like, what are they, like 6th or 7th in the country now, Cam? They're like way deep up there in the top 10. You know what? Show us a little something then this week. Go drop the hammer. Go win a 20-point game at home over Boston College, who's now a ranked team, by the way, as they got snuck in to the top 25 this week. They have Texas A&M in Florida. Interesting game in the SEC coming up this week. We also have Washington State and Washington, the Apple Cup. So you have the Civil War, the Apple Cup, both very early. The Backyard Brawl, West Virginia and Pittsburgh. West Virginia, slight favorite in that one. Ole Miss visiting Wake Forest, and they're laying some big lumber. And Kentucky and Georgia, 24.5 for the Bulldogs, Cam, late night.
Crazy. Bulldogs can probably, like, name their score. Historically, Kentucky's been better, but Georgia always kills them. Ole Miss loves to run up the score, so we've talked about this on our show last night. 23.5, they could probably get there. I like the over in West Virginia, Pittsburgh at 60.5, a lean to West Virginia. Here's what I'm talking about, though. Washington State and Washington, this is my game. Under 55.5 right now. I see defense in this game, and I lean Washington State. They've been playing great without Cam Ward. They've been a really nice surprise. They murdered Texas Tech last week. Killed Portland State. I know it's Portland State, but they won by 40. Watch out for the Cougars. I'm going to take the 4.5 under 55.5, buddy.
I got to tell you, Cam, I love both of the teams that are on the island of misfit toys in the Pac-12. I love both of them this week. I think they're both going to be playing with some massive chips on their shoulder. This is why I liked Washington State last week at home against Texas Tech. They were playing a Big 12 team. They never got a Big 12 invite. I think they wanted to make a little bit of a statement. Now here we are again against Washington. Go to the Big 10. Washington State's left on their own. They've got kids who can play. I don't think the Washington team is that great. You're going to give me over a field goal, Cam, in a heavy rivalry game. I'm going to take it. I like the way it was. Same thing with Oregon State. That's a lot of points, Cam. Yeah. Oregon hasn't looked great. They're going to Corvallis. I think the Beavers are going to have a little chip on the shoulder this week to try to prove themselves that we should not have been left behind. So those games are definitely on my radar. And here's one I also love. I'll slide it in fast before you go. I said it to Scotty yesterday. I love Indiana at UCLA. I think Signetti's going to have Indiana playing well, and UCLA stinks. I love Indiana in that game.
Love it. I'm with you. And I'll also take Colorado State against Colorado. That program is falling apart fast. Colorado will play smash mouth football against the Buffaloes. Let's roll, Carver. I love that Indiana pick, too.
They played a wild game last year, Colorado and Colorado State. Like that's got a chance to be nasty. You remember that? Wasn't that the game, Cam, where they knocked out Travis Hunter in that game? Like that game
Colorado
got very,
a lot of
very
this.
Chippy.
It's in Fort Collins. The Rams are going to be ready to pick the – like, they're going to be so ready for this game. You better show up, Colorado. We'll see.
Yes. And I like UCF at TCU also, by the way. I threw that up there as well. I think UCF can play. That's a very short number there on the road. Cam, tremendous job. I know you're running out. I'm going to finish things up. Great job by the Prime Minister today. Not only a Golf Wednesday, but extended work. And I'm sorry about the Jays and the I'm very sorry.
Gotta win some tonight, Carver. Lots of games left on the board.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you all with us here. Scotty, of course, will be back tomorrow from Vegas. He is heading out to Vegas today. He'll be there Thursday and Friday for the Canelo fight as he's going to beat up this tomato can at the T-Mobile on Saturday night. So Scotty will be there, of course, with all the trimmings the next few days. Here on Coast to Coast, getting you ready for that. You're going to want to stay connected. Get on the Sports Grid app. Make sure you have that. We always like to remind you, get the Sports Grid app. Get it at the iOS and the Play Store right now. Follow your favorite host. You can watch Sports Grid on there. You can listen to Sports Grid Radio. Live updates, odds, everything that you could possibly need is available on the app. Whenever you need it, iOS and the Play Store, the new Sports Grid app. Okay, a few things before we get out of here for tonight. And, of course, Carver and Lisi tonight, Sports Grid Radio. You can listen there on the app at 8 p.m. East as me and Joe will be together getting ready for all of this week's games. Very excited. Lots of stuff. A lot of stuff on the NFL happens on Wednesdays, especially during the show. Everybody's talking. Of course, it is the day you start moving towards your next game. Aaron Rodgers, we have to stay relaxed. Aaron needs to stay relaxed. He's got to understand he's not in Green Bay. This is New York. Nobody stays relaxed in New York. When you get smashed in your first game of the year, nobody's going to be relaxed about that. I know the relaxed thing worked for him in Green Bay. I don't think it works in New York. You're not, especially when you didn't play last year. You didn't play last year. You shouldn't tell people to relax. Especially Jet fans who have been waiting most of them their entire lives to actually see the team win again. So the relaxed thing is no good from Rodgers. I'll have to find that clip for tomorrow, and we'll have to mess around with that. Lamar Jackson was a full participant in practice today. He is not on the Ravens injury report. He is going to be fine, good to go against the Raiders on Sunday. That will be a smash job there. Bears have a few receivers not practicing. Adunze, of course, who we talked about the other day, getting MRIs. Keenan Allen didn't practice either, although Keenan Allen feels like for the last few years, even in Los Angeles, he never practices. But he does show up and play, which is really all that matters. Another Charger note. Again, like I mentioned earlier, travel guru. I always love these things, these little intricacies and the ins and outs of travel for everyone. The Chargers, who are playing in Charlotte against the Panthers this Sunday, they will stay there the entire week before then they are in Pittsburgh in week number 3. Of course, Scotty's talked about that. He's going to that game. So the Chargers will stay on the East Coast for the entire week as they go from Carolina to Pittsburgh, and then they'll go back home to Los Angeles after that. Jameson Williams had a huge game for the Lions on Sunday night, really his biggest game of his NFL career. Now on the injury report, ankle injury, limited for Jameson Williams, not a good scene there. Njoku's not going to play for Cleveland on Sunday in Jacksonville. McCaffrey was limited. I know that all the insiders are running around saying that McCaffrey is not going to play for the 49ers this week, so I hope everybody went and spent their entire fantasy football free agent budgets on Jordan Mason for this week, unless they're going to punish him for telling everyone that he was told he was starting on Friday. And they'll probably just take some other running back off the scrap heap, and he'll have 140 yards against the Vikings this week here. few other things. Jordan Love out of practice. Of course he's out of practice. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. Why don't you guys just get serious here? Devon Achane officially listed as questionable for Thursday night. Mostert out for the Dolphins. He will not be there. Rams officially put Puka Nacua on the IR as well. So there's your roundup. Higgins didn't practice for the Bengals, which we did have earlier and we mentioned. So a lot to do there with that. We have a very big night. Lots of baseball tonight. Yankees with the Royals in the Bronx. You have the Orioles in Fenway as they keep going back and forth, back and forth. I was just tweeted about this. I realized I forgot to put the homers in today. I am going with Gunnar Henderson tonight. I am going with Brent Rooker tonight. And I am going to look at the numbers for the Cub guys against Miller late night in the Dodger game. It's getting crazy now. We got a lot going on. So we didn't get all the homer activity that we have been getting. It'll probably be a good thing for us. It's been a little icy. So forgetting to get the home run board today, maybe will spark us. And we'll see Gunnar Henderson, Brent Rooker, and it's probably going to be Bellinger. I'll tell you that. They've been putting some good numbers on Bellinger. And he homered the other night there at Dodger Stadium. So we'll try him or Ian Happ in the late night hours. Great job by Cam Stewart today. Great job by Keith Stewart, of course. Good to have Golf Wednesdays back for a week. Good job by Gabe Morenci. Great job by Luke, Frank the Tank, and the entire crew. Game Time Decisions is next. Pharrell, coast to coast. Have a good night. Cash the ticket. See you tomorrow on the grid.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.